You're listening to Scopes Monkey Choir. Music in a rational universe.
Welcome to Scopes Monkey Choir, the podcast.
Episode
52. The podcast where music and sound meet science and skepticism.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I just like saying that. Episode 52.
I always forget to say that.
This is part two of our priming and pareidolia, right?
Peep, peep, peep.
Yeah, and while Hai Ting sits there and quietly fries in her own brain juice, we will now play part two of priming and pareidolia.
Puke. What the hell? run away! I'm tired, let's stop.
Whoa. That is trippy, that one. All right, so.
You were just listening to the sound of a piano.
That was a piano talking to you. Now, I'm going to play it again. This time, I'm going to tell you what the piano is saying. We declare that we are all responsible. Educators, politicians, social organizations.
We declare that we are all responsible. Educators, politicians, social organizations.
The amazing thing is that really is just the sound of a piano. There are no consonants or vowels or any extra sounds in there.
Yeah. What that is that's a clip of a child, like a 10 or 11 year old or something like that, reading the proclamation of the European Environmental Criminal Court at World Venice Forum 2009.
Except that what you're hearing is just a piano.
And what you're hearing is a piano. And what this composer did is he took this recording of this kid reading it and he just, using sophisticated computer technology, he actually fed into this electronic gizmo that plays a physical piano, has little thumpers that can play the keys.
It's basically an electronic player piano.
Yeah, exactly, a player piano, and had the piano mimic not just the notes that the kid is singing, but also saying, but also all the harmonics in there and everything. And if you get it to enough detail, which this guy did, it actually ends up sounding like speech because the piano is literally mimicking the sound of a human voice down to
every harmonic, every overtone, every
it's so cool. Can
intonation.
We listen to it
one more time?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you might be wondering, how exactly is that related to priming and pareidolia?
I don't wonder that. It doesn't matter. It's freaking cool.
It is fucking cool. I actually am not exactly quite sure how to state the relationship, except that learning a language is basically a lifelong priming for understanding speech. And basically, our system of auditory word recognition takes into account all of these things, every single bit of overtone series that goes into what are called formants that make us recognize vowels.
And individual voices as well.
And individual voices as well. Formants or the overtone series that you hear in a vowel helps you, and in a voice helps you recognize that voice to in fine, fine detail. And we recognize all the phonemes of the small parts of our own native language much better than we do those of languages that we didn't learn. And it's actually quite difficult to acquire the ability to recognize the fine differences in other languages that you hear automatically in your own. So we all our lives, we've been primed to hear that as speech. But I bet that if it were in another language that you didn't recognize, I mean, just like when you hear someone speaking another language, it basically just sounds like a run-on gibberish.
Bar, 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 bar.
not elephant language.
No, no. Is it true? That's one of those things. Some skeptic. All right. Some skeptic. Find out whether that's true. That the word barbarian comes from imitating nonsense. Bar, bar, bar. That's what I was told when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. Because that's what they sounded like.
Right. It's bar, bar, bar,
probably,
bar.
That's bar, probably bar, what we still sound like to the French.
Yeah. Well.
Bar, 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 bar.
Yeah, so
where was I? What was I saying?
Yeah,
what do you think of all that?
It's my fault.
I mean, pareidolia is sort of like a side effect of the necessary work that our brains have to do to be constantly deciphering information.
Yeah.
And you know, of course, that we don't usually hear every bit of what someone says to us. Everybody knows this effect, that you can hear... You can mishear what people say and think that you definitely heard them say something that they didn't.
Right.
Or that you can hear part of what they said and still understand what they're
right.
saying.
Right. And in
you.
Reading, too, you can do that. You know, most people have seen, like, there are some sentences where all the vowels are taken out and you can still read it perfectly well, pretty much all the time. But I think that's the flip side of this, too, is that simultaneously the brain has evolved to be this intensely attuned to detail, because the details are what can decide between life and death, and also in communication, because you're talking about mating in a complicated society that has actual social interaction and blah, blah, blah. So attuned to all this detail, but at the same time, it's paying attention to so much detail that it's actually looking for shortcuts as well. And as soon as your brain latches on to enough information and it decides what it's
right.
experiencing, then it's done. It's experiencing. And that's where all like visual illusions come from, and audio illusions and everything, is that your brain takes cues and it says, oh, that's what that is. And you see it.
It fills in
whether
the hole.
You
yeah.
want to see it or not. That's
right.
what you see. Because your brain's like, no, that's what it is. And you're reasonable. The rational part of your mind is like, no, but it's just a couple of dots. And your brain's like, no, I'm sorry. That's what it is. No, but you shut up. I am not gone.
Maybe this is the moment. Maybe this is the moment.
What is the moment?
Matthew's brain has imploded. I'm tired. Let's stop. I'm tired. Let's stop. I'm tired. Let's stop. I'm tired. Let's stop. So the classic audio pareidolia that skeptics talk about all the time is the EVP.
EVP.
What's an EVP again?
Electronic voice phenomenon.
Oh, a phenomenon. Huh?
Now, let's just very briefly touch on it, because, first of all, a lot of other podcasts and such
touch on it. Yeah, yeah, it's just not worth
it. And it's just
touching.
Annoying. It's just,
Oh, it's just some guy in 1971 who
right.
thought he heard voices in the background of... It just arose as soon as recording happened. People started hearing things in the background of recording.
You record
ridiculous.
Things and then you listen to like all the hissing and random noise and stuff, and you become convinced that you're hearing patterns and you're hearing ghosts talking. And here is an example. And just to tell you, this example is so... I'm going to let the guy prime you for what you're hearing. I'm going to let him prime you, because I'm so confident that you're not going to hear what he's hearing. Oh, and I should also mention that he's going to do the thing twice, so you'll have two chances to hear it.
On this EVP, when Gary's speaking, you could hear a sound of somebody saying, I can't move.
Ask him to move that horse, and I'll come back down.
Yeah, I'm not too impressed. That's from a ghost hunter.
Supposed ghost hunter. Somebody hanging out in a place that he thinks is haunted, making a recording, thinks he
video
hears. I can't even hear the thing. It's so stupid. Yeah. I can't believe
there's tons of it out there on YouTube and everywhere. And that's enough of that. I want to go on to the doll.
What I was going to say.
Oh.
So that was an example of pareidolia. I can't hear it, but of somebody hearing voices where there is no voice.
Right.
He's just hearing in something he imagines that he hears speech, and there's just no speech there to even hear.
Right. So that's why we're at sort of a true pareidolia at this point. Whereas before, when we were doing the speech stuff, you're being sort of given hints as to what, like, they're trying to get something across or something. And here it's just like pure seeing patterns where there are not patterns.
Yeah.
And this was another one that was got a fair amount of attention about 2 years ago. There was this doll, and there was this the doll just sort of goes goo goo gaga and everything.
A talking doll.
Yeah, a talking doll, and goo goo gaga. But then right at the end, it's it says a garden delight, and so listen to this goo goo gaga, and you'll hear it say a garden delight. Yeah, so there's a doll, you know, and why would people get upset? You know, the doll says a garden delight.
No, it said I got in the right.
Oh, that's what, oh yeah, wait, that is what it's saying. I got in the right.
Yeah. I got in the right.
Huh. Now, here's an example of, we're cheating. We're cheating because this is, we're priming.
We're making fun of a bunch of people who got all up in arms.
Yeah, what everyone was upset about is that some mom decided somewhere that this doll was saying Islam is the light. And
what? I can't even hear that.
Yeah, Islam is the light. And it's one of the same, well, when you hear it, now listen again.
Oh right. Yeah, so, Islam is the light.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, Islam is the light.
So this is a classic example of priming, and of course then the news jumped on it and people freaked out and lots of skeptics talked about it. So we shouldn't say too much more, but
I'm not going to say anything more. I have to go convert to Islam.
Yeah, it's just I recommend the Reality Check episode where they talk about this, episode 10, one of their early ones. It's a very nice segment.
Reality Check, the podcast of the Ottawa Skeptics.
Yeah, the weekly Canadian podcast, et cetera. And we should also give a shout out to Skeptoid, who did a great episode on all of this stuff.
Especially EVPs.
So we should probably move into my least favorite of these things, which is...
Islam is the light.
Reverse speech. Now, reverse speech, I've been around the block a couple of times, and I've been hearing about reverse speech since I was a kid, and God, there are some weird people out there. They just really believe that when people speak, they say one thing when they're speaking, but if you play what they're saying backwards, it is revealed what they're truly saying, as if that's the way the brain worked, as if that's the way... anything worked, reality worked, that it is, help me out here. I can't do this segment.
I can't. It's so, my jaw is hanging open.
Because I remember when I was a teenager hearing about, like, you know, that at that time it was all the rage talking of playing rock songs backwards and then saying, oh, here's where they're saying love Satan and peanut butter Satan and things like that. And always Satan. And it was just so stupid. And it's people still say those things, and it's still stupid. And I can't. All right, now it's politicians are have always been big, but there's a lot of Obama out there. There's a lot of Obama being played backwards and saying, thank you, Satan. I serve Satan and thing. And also Oprah. There's a lot of people claiming Oprah is revealing her true self as the Antichrist.
I can't even. And what?
So let's.
You can't. What? I. Don't even know what to say about
Obama
this.
And Oprah are together the Antichrist. It's pretty obvious if you listen to them talking backwards, I think. Here's some Obama backwards example. So here's what he sounds like forwards. You may recognize his voice being the president of the country.
With a free celebration at the Lincoln Memorial that's open to the public.
Okay. So pretty straightforward Obama talking.
Except he talked about the Lincoln Memorial.
Yeah, that's really weird, come to think of it. What are you talking about?
The Lincoln Memorial.
The Lincoln. Ooh, takes a Lincoln. And, so here's what it sounds like backwards. I think you will agree that it's really obvious what he's saying backwards. Well, it's obvious, isn't it? Here. I don't know what. All right, so this guy.
Why are we still talking about this?
The video I got this from. This guy says he's clearly saying he'll walk within the box a mile among the hill and initiate a blast. The earth, see if I do. So listen to it again, and it'll be pretty clear.
He'll walk within the box a mile among the hill and initiate a blast.
Yeah. He'll walk within the box a mile among the hill and initiate a blast the earth. See if I do.
I still don't hear it at all.
I don't know.
What is the point of all this? They think that satanic messages are in there.
Yeah. They just think it's the real meaning.
I could see it if it was like heavy metal music played backwards. That definitely has.
Oh, you know
what
would be so cool is if you played Obama message. Talking backwards and he sounded like heavy metal music. That would be awesome. I can't do it. I can't do a cricket sound. Can you do a cricket sound?
No, but if I could have, there would have been one right there.
Okay, we're obviously falling apart here. So we should go on to the misheard lyrics.
Well, I mean, there this backwards music, actually, although that was one of the first examples of where people thought that When they had actual vinyl and you could play your record backwards, but also that was one of the first places where people thought there was satanic messages encoded, right?
They thought that they were encoded in other things before that.
You think? But you couldn't really play anything backwards before.
Well, I'm sure there were ways to, like, reading a book upside down, maybe, or...
Oh, yeah, there were spells that if you read the Lord's Prayer backwards, that was supposed to be a witch's spell at some point in the Middle Ages. But that wasn't actually playing stuff backwards.
No, of course not, but...
Well, backwards is bad, just like left is bad.
Right, and you actually believe that?
Of course. That's probably enough about backward speech. We could just talk for ages about the way musicians have used recording of music in very cool ways now that the technology is easy.
Yeah.
But enough of that.
We wanted to talk about the subtitled, the misheard lyrics phenom.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah.
You can't really do it on a podcast because it's about subtitles.
Because we talked about priming a moment ago. And the way this is popular on the internet is with the subtitle phenomenon where
Obama's elf.
Obama's elf.
Yeah.
Right. And the way this priming is cross-sensory priming. So you're seeing a word at the same time as you're hearing what is actually a different word.
Oh, for tuna. For tuna.
For lunch.
Yeah.
I have a lot of trouble hearing when you say "oh fortuna." I have a lot of trouble not hearing that as the Latin because
you're a singer and you've probably sung it a million times.
Carmina Burana,
right?
As "oh fortuna."
And then also there's that John Ashcroft singing backwards, which is all right. It's a little vague.
Oh, once again, yes. Although you hear the backwards song, but then you see super titles at the same time that are pretty funny.
I think
you're primed to understand the backwards lyrics that way, even though they don't really sound like it.
No, they don't really. So how would we do this on a podcast?
Well, we would just read out what the line was before they heard it.
Oh, so it's like be like an audio subtitle.
It would be like an audio subtitle, and we would be priming you to hear the lyrics.
Priming me? No, priming you.
And you, listeners out there in podcast land.
So maybe we should just do it. We should just do it. Okay, so you pick something, and then we'll read the lyrics out before each line.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Here goes. Who runs for pleasure? Zombies come for some. Zombies run so far. Love our bunny hero. Love our bunny hero. that really just barely works. Does it work? All right. Now I had not heard this piece. Now it is time for you to reveal what those lines actually are.
Well, they're in Hebrew, so it's not going to help most of us. I believe it's what the piece is Leonard Bernstein's Chichester Psalms. And it's a fantastic piece. The lyrics are Psalms in their Hebrew. And I believe that's Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd.
Doesn't sound like it. More like Boorah Blender. Zombies come for some. Zombies run so far. Love our bunny hero.
Hurrah Hanevel, I believe is that what
oh,
the
first Hurrah Hanevel. So it is Boorah.
Hanevel.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, there's our very silly example of priming. If you have not seen the Carmina Burana subtitles,
we will link to it, of course.
I strongly suggest that you do that, especially if you are a classical singer, because you will never be able to hear that piece the same way again.
Yeah,
you will be primed
and
for those words the
paranoia.
Same way the same way that we primed you at the beginning of this podcast.
Oh yeah,
to or at the beginning of the last podcast. To hear a melody where you wouldn't normally hear a melody, that is, in speech.
All right. Should we play a little bit of the repeating thing again? Probably.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Okay, here it is.
I'm tired, let's stop. I'm tired, let's stop. I'm tired, let's stop. I'm tired, let's stop.
That's enough, that's enough.
That's so, more than enough
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, I know, we're all sick of it. And so here it is in context. A little thing from last week. This is pretty much our 1 year anniversary doing this podcast.
1 year of Scopes Monkey Choir.
Yeah, we missed 1 week, so this is so whatever the hell that means.
I'm tired. Let's stop.
Did it work?
Did you hear the little melody when
did
it
you hear
came back?
Molly?
I highly recommend that everybody go listen to the Radio Lab called Musical Speech.
Yeah, good
in,
episode.
In which Diana Deutsch does this to a much greater extent, and they talk about some of the mechanisms.
Mechanisms.
Do you think Diana Deutsch would talk to us?
Yeah, we got
to
call
her. Are we cool enough?
She'll talk. We are totally cool enough.
I'm tired. Let's stop.
Thanks for listening to Scopes Monkey Choir from ScopesMonkeyChoir.com. We are professional musicians, not scientists.
If you doubt something we've said, don't believe us. Look it up yourself.
Nevertheless, each episode's page at ScopesMonkeyChoir.com has references and citations.
We do welcome your feedback. Please write to ScopesMonkeyChoir at gmail.com.
Or call the monkey phone and leave a message 347-788-0330.
Or leave us a review on iTunes.
I tweet at Squidocto.
And I tweet at ScopesMonkeys.
Until sometime soon.
I'm tired, let's stop.